Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to make a plan for using those gift cards that you and family members may have received over the holidays. I'm writing this tip as much for me as anyone else. Each year, my older kids in particular wind up receiving gift cards from far-flung friends and family members. We note who has received what so we can send thank you notes. But that thank you writing process tends to happen prior to the gift cards being used. Over the next week or so after Christmas, the piles of presents get moved up to people's bedrooms. My kids get absorbed in other things, like traveling to see relatives, and then starting up school again. In the course of this, gift cards can wind up lost or forgotten. And this seems like a waste. I mean, I love Amazon, Target, Dick's Sporting Goods, and other retailers as much as anyone, but I don't really think they need the free money. So this year, I'm resolving that all gift cards are going to go in an envelope with the recipient's name on it as soon as we've made a note for thanking purposes. And then, each person who has a gift card envelope is going to get a designated day for using them. I plan my weeks on Friday afternoons, and so on a handful of Fridays in January and February, I will set a day in the upcoming week to feature one envelope. I might decide that my 12-year-old will get the following Sunday. I'll tell him, a few days ahead of time, that this is his official gift card day. We'll discuss what he might want, and he can do some research and think about it. Then, on the official gift card day, we'll make our online purchases and visit any retailers that we'd prefer to visit in person. By making this an official priority for the week, I think it's far more likely to happen. Now, of course, there are other ways to make sure gift cards get used, too. For instance, they are very easy to re-gift. If you receive more than you know what to do with, you could hang on to a few to give to other people for birthdays or bar mitzvahs or the like. And if you get a card to a retailer that you're pretty sure you won't use, there are sites such as Cardpool or Cardcash that will take your gift card for somewhere between 70 to 80 cents on the dollar, usually. And you could sell them off at Ray's and also buy discounted cards for somewhere that you would like to use. But for most of us, I think it's as much about making the time as finding something that we'd want. By designating official gift card using days in January and February, we can make sure that we don't leave money on the table. If you have a good system for making sure you and your family use your gift cards, please let me know about it. You can email me at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings.
And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.